More now on the Russian response to the United States' plans for missile defense. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, today Russia criticized the decision to begin deployment of the anti-missile system.
Russia's foreign ministry said it regretted the U.S. decision. Russia claims a unilateral U.S. missile defense system will destabilize international security and divert attention from what it calls real threats, like combating international terrorism. Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov, speaking during a visit to Japan, explained Russian concerns. We think these plans must not damage the interests of Russia or incite an arms race, Ivanov said. But generally, the Russian response was muted. State TV gave it only a brief mention late in the evening newscast. Russia fought hard to prevent the unilateral U.S. pullout from the anti-ballistic missile treaty earlier this year. The ABM treaty had for 30 years strictly limited anti-missile defense systems. Viktor Kremenyuk of the USA Canada Institute says the relatively mild reaction from Russia shows the Kremlin had already resigned itself to the U.S. plans for a national missile defense.
The whole bunch of the arguments against this decision have already been spelled several times on different levels of the Russian government, saying that still we are not sure that what the American administration is doing is the appropriate thing, but we understand that they have all the rights to do it, so we shall have to live with it.
Kremenyuk says lingering Russian opposition to U.S. missile defense plans have much to do with the deeply ingrained doctrine of mutually assured destruction, which missile defense could potentially undermine.
Well, I think that there was something like a mythology, a religion of the arms control. It has started many years ago. It has proved a very efficient way for the relations between the both sides.
But political analyst Ivan Safranchuk says there's another reason for Russian opposition.
Russia is very afraid that during the development of these national missile defense plans, the U.S. will make a huge leap in the development of new technologies, while Russia is lagging behind in new military and civilian technologies. And this fear is much more seriously taken in Russia than the factor of undermining Russian deterrence as such.
With little leverage on U.S. plans, Russia is left with a still theoretical program for joint development of a separate missile defense system with NATO. That system would cover Russia and Europe. Viktor Kremenyuk of the USA Canada Institute says that Russia's interest in such a pan-European missile shield is as much political as practical.
The major Russian interest here is not simply to be dropped out from the whole effort. This will be something unacceptable political and psychological for President Putin and for the Russian military.
Analysts like Kremenyuk acknowledge that conservatives in the military and security establishment may try to portray the accelerated U.S. missile defense plans as yet another example of U.S. unilateralism. But these analysts see little practical effect on U.S.-Russian ties. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.